Yeah, yeah, that's how we doing it. December 8th, Malice in Wonderland, the 10th studio album, Snoop Dogg. Is this correct, Snoop? Is it definitely dropping December 8th?
That motherfucker's done, caught, locked, loaded, and ready to shoot. Rocks. I went to work on this record, man. I went to work. I went and grabbed a couple of motherfuckers that I like and that I wanted to fuck with. I went and got Jasmine Sullivan. Got
wow.
My man, Lil Jon. Lil Jon to twist me up some. I even pulled Brandy back out.
Wow.
Had a thing on something with Pharrell. Had my main man, Soulja Boy, come get out.
Ooh.
I even got Nipsey Hussle on some gangster shit. You understand me?
Jesus Christ.
Got R. Kelly on some pimp shit. Yeah, I'm talking about it. I'm just doing my fucking. I got my main man, The Dream. I doubled down on The Dream. I had to get two out of that nigga. That nigga hot in the motherfucker.
Yeah, he is. He's like the king, like, vocalist of the South now. Like, he's done.
Man, that nigga is shit. And sonically, that nigga get it, man. So, I mean, me and him always wanted to fuck with each other. When he first got in the game, Jay Brown introduced me to him. And, you know, I told him he did good shit and I wanted to fuck with him. And he said, nigga, he wanted to cook me up something. He cooked me up two heaters, nigga. And, you know, I get out. Who kid? I love the game, nigga. I ain't got no enemies. I ain't mad at nobody.
Hell yeah.
You know, Uncle Snoop, everybody my nephews. That's what it is.
Yeah, you cleaned all that shit up 5 years ago. So any rumors is all false. Snoop is like on some other shit right now. He's growing into something that's, you about to be like the Nelson Mandela of fucking hip hop, sir. Like,
hey, that's what it need to be then. Somebody got to step into that role. I feel like that's what the rap game is missing. We missing a leader, and not a leader that's a dictator, but a leader that gives you something to follow. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know I said great trends, and I give you great shit to follow. Any nigga that's followed the Snoop Dogg path is successful. And I ain't going to say no names, but they know who they is. You know what I'm saying? When you follow the path of Snoop Dogg, whether it's from touring, whether it's from the making of, you know, being able to be funny, whether it's able to you to take your shit to another level and create a TV show or to just to do things that's
ridiculous, man.
Snoop Dogg made it cool to do. I made it cool for you niggas to braid your hair and to wear jerseys and videos and to slap a bitch and talk shit, smoke dope, to do all of those cool shit. I made it cool for niggas to do that shit. Niggas didn't know how to do it till they seen me do it.
You know what? You know what? I was really mad, Snoop, that they didn't allow you to do Sesame Street, man. I was fucking furious, son. Like, my son know who you are.
You know what? I taped this shit. That's what's so crazy. Who
no way. Come on, man.
The whole motherfucking episode, after I taped it, they looked at it and was like, man, this shit is great. But what are the people going to say? He does this, he does that. But the motherfucker's like, man, the kids love it.
And they like, my son know who you are, son. My son is, I got two sons, 10 and 9. And who knows how many countless kids know who you are? Are you kidding me? Like Snoop Dogg
somebody
and Big Bird.
Do my own motherfucking Sesame Street, nigga. You understand? Take Big Bird to the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like Big Bird be a pigeon or something. Nigga, tell him a big ass yellow bird, he'd be a pigeon in the hood eating bread, nigga, off the corner.
Yo, let me shout out your album one more time, Balance in Wonderland. Did you go back into the hungry mode? Because the last studio session I was with you was when you did the Pharrell album, when you and him was going crazy and the hunger was there. Are you back to that? Is it crazy?
I think I am. I think I'm hungry again because I don't really see, you know, we getting no rotation out here on the West. You know, like the East and the West, we really been suffering right now, which is beautiful because we're the strongest anyway.
Hell
and
yeah.
By us, when we start to struggle, that makes us grind a little harder. That makes us look at each other. That makes us recognize what we need. And right now, the West Coast know we need each other. And I'm putting everybody on the same page to bring that understanding and that flavor back. So my hunger is the hunger that every other young rapper out here has because I'm making it, I'm popping, but if they not making it a popping, I don't feel good, so I'm hungry for them.
Jesus Christ. And then and the thing that's good about this, like, in this era, like, all you homies that's still running hip-hop, y'all running it very well, because look how Jay-Z did MTV. Like, aren't you happy that age really don't mean shit anymore? It's all about the quality and how you put your shit out.
But age never really mattered when it came to music.
Yeah.
You know, it's just rap. Rap has always been classified as you old school. You get old when you get to a certain age.
Yeah.
But if you fresh and flamboyant and you relevant and you keep your foot connected to the kids, you'll never get old. One thing about Snoop Dogg, nobody don't even know how old I am, and nobody even talks about how old I am. Jeez. Motherfuckers don't know a nigga either 40-something or 30-something or 20-something. It just feel like I'm all of them. You know what I'm saying? Because I communicate and you know, make sure my understanding is with all bases. I got fans from age 3 to age 93, and I connect with all of them.
And what's crazy, a lot of people don't know that you do college tours. Like, you know, that's crazy. Like, you know, they sleeping on that market right there. That's the future of hip-hop. If you want motherfuckers to keep buying your shit, like, that's just crazy. You know, a lot of people don't know that. glad I put that out there.
Sometimes our music is more educating than what they're learning in school. Mm. Because school only going to teach you the fake shit. Our shit going to teach you the real shit. And ain't nothing wrong with having some book knowledge and some street knowledge. That's why, you know, the ones in the hip-hop game who make it to the top and last a little longer have a little bit of both. Like the Puffies and the Jay-Z's, them are some educational motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? 50 Cent, that nigga 50 is a smart-ass nigga, man.
I mean, you see, know, niggas don't know crazy.
That nigga's very intelligent. When you sit down and talk to 50 Cent, it's like you talking to a motherfucking machine. That nigga is well thought out and calculated about what he do. Mm. And it only transcends into his business. It's like any other business guy. He's successful because of the way he carries himself and because of the way he dictates his business. It ain't based on no white man behind the scenes making us do this shit. Ain't no nigga got his hand on my ass making me move like a puppet. I do all motherfucking controlling of what I do, just like any other boss. And now I'm finally being respected and given that boss position.
That's what I was going to bring up now. That's what I was going to bring up.
What it's supposed to be.
Jesus Christ. Now you're going to be running Priority Records. Now you could figure out where your music is going to be positioned and the radio plays, the spins. That's crazy, son. Like, damn.
That's a good thing. I need that, though, who cares? Because I've really been doing that anyway. I've been making a lot of niggas' careers because anytime a new artist called me or a label called me and said, hey, Snoop, we have a new artist. Do you think you can get on his single and help him out? Mm. When I get on his single, he becomes successful. And then they call me back and say, hey, Snoop, can you take him on tour with you? Mm. I take him on tour with me, and I'll show him how to put a show together, how to arrange his shit, how to put his songs in the right order, how to rock the crowd, how to communicate with the crowd, how to integrate his crew, and all that old kind of shit that I be doing to develop and bring niggas to life and teaching niggas for free.
Wow.
For free. You feel what I'm saying?
That's crazy, son. Call up right now, people. Snoop Dogg, Who Kid, this is how we're doing it. Happy birthday to me. And, of course, you know I got to play some hot shit. We're going to have one more set, so this is the only time you could call because I'm leaving after this. So if you want to call, speak to Snoop,